Welcome to another message from God's Word. We're studying the Gospel of Luke from the Greek text, from the original language. And we're in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and I'm entitling this message, Intent to Murder. Now, another little thing that you need to understand, another little historical background, was Via Maris. Via Maris means the royal or the purple highway. It was like El Camino Real in the state of California, the royal or the king's highway. Now, in the ancient world, here we have Galilee in Israel, and the roads from all over the world went right straight through Galilee and through Capernaum. And anything that happened there, or anything that happened in the rest of the world, all the caravans that went through, they would hear about it from that way. It was like Grand Central Station. And so this Via Maris, Jesus began his ministry right at the crossroads of the world. Right at the crossroads of the world, the Via Maris, the El Camino Real of that world. Here, let's start here in the 14th verse. Kai hepestrepsin ho Jesus en te dyname tu pneumatos eis tein Galileon kai feme ex el thein koth holes teis pericoron periauto. And he returned, the Jesus, in the power. Now remember, he had been tried by Satan himself, the old devil. And now he goes to Galilee. And he said, in power of the Spirit, unto Galilee. Marilyn, what does Galilee mean?
Circle.
Because Galilee was a circle of many cities, about 10 cities around Galilee, and in those cities were probably 80 to 100,000 people around that lake, inland sea, whatever you want to call it. Unto Galilee. By the way, Galilee had salt water in it because there were salt water springs coming out of the very deep depths of that sea. And when the modern Jews got control of the land, they went down there and plugged up some of those streams so it had fresh water. That's why the Dead Sea was so salty, because of the salt water that was running out of that inland sea, Galilee, and going down Jordan. Then Jordan means descending. So here we have a little background of this area. The roadway of the world, of the ancient world, goes right through here. So Jesus is in like New York City or Tel Aviv of the area. Unto Galilee and Kai Fema. The word Fema there, I believe we get our word fame out of it. What does word fame mean? That means famous, abounding in fame. It means rumor. It means legends. It means oracle, celestial utterance. All of these things are from this word Fema. And the Fema, the rumors, the great words that he spoke, the oracles that he spoke, were all recorded, and everyone was hearing about it. And it was going from all over the world to Rome, to Egypt, to Arabia, everywhere. And even into India, because this is the crossroads of the world right here. And the rumor, the legends, the fame, it went out according to the whole entire, and then we have the word pericoron there, pericoron. Coron means, chorus, that means a city or a village. And right here it means around all of the neighborhood, around all of the villages concerning him. Now remember, the ancient trade route went through here, so whatever Jesus did here, they heard about it all over. Kai autos edokaskin in tais synagoges auton doxosomenos hypopanton. And he kept on teaching. This little word here, edaskad, edadaskin, that's third person singular and perfect indicative active. He kept on teaching in the synagogues, plural. In the synagogues, plural. He was going everywhere. Now the word synagogue is not a Greek or is not a Jewish word, not a Hebrew word. It is a Greek word. Synagoge means the place of going together. Now, if the Jews had been speaking their language as they claimed they had been, it would have been the word moed. All right, moed. Now, the word ekklesia is the people. This is the place of gathering together, the moed or the synagogue. And the church, the assembly of them, was ekklesia or kahal in Hebrew. And he kept on teaching in the synagogues of them, of the Jews, all around this whole area in Galilee. You know, there's 10 cities here. And being glorified by all, being glorified by all. 4 and verse 16 is where we are now. Kai elthane eis nazara. U ein teth ra menos. Kai eis elthane kara to eothos auto in tehera ton sabaton eis tain synagogain kai aneste ana nose. Anonone, that is. And he came to Nazareth. Nazareth means green shoot or root. And by the way, the Messiah was called a root out of dry ground. Matthew 13, 53 through 38, Mark 6, 1 through 6, and John 4, 16 through 30 are the cross references to this. And he came to Nazareth, where he kept on being. He kept on being there, having been brought up and raised. And he entered into, according to the having been accustomed to him, during the day or in the day of the Sabbaths. Sabbaths. He'd been there many, many Sabbaths. That's plural. Eis tain synagogain, unto, in, and through the synagogue. And he stood up. To up, no. That's literally what it is. Anagnosko. Here it is, the second aorist infinitive active. Anagnosne. Nosne. Comes from gnosko. Now he comes here, as was his custom for many years, his habit, during the Sabbath, to read in the synagogue, and he stood up, and they would. Everyone had a turn. They had a turn. It was their turn to get up and read, and so it was Jesus' turn to get up and read in the synagogue. So he stood up, and this is what he said: "Kai epidothe auto biblion tu prophetou." Eseu kai anata pataxis to biblo yuren ton topon hu ein gegra menon. And he was handed to him, and it was handed to him the scroll, the biblio. Now you have to realize the biblio there is not a codex as we have today, but with pages like this. It is a scroll. And this scroll, you have to roll it out and find your place. A Bible or a codex or a book that we have today is so much easier to read than the scrolls were at that time, because they had a long scroll. It might be 30 feet long. And the pages were written on it, and it started from this side and went to that side, and they had to roll it out, and he has to roll it out now to the place where he wants to read. So he rolls it out, and he finds a place that he wants to read. They handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And having opened up the scroll, he found the place where it continued, kept on being, having been written. Isaiah 61 and verse 1 is what he read. Now let's look at the verse number 18, and then we're going to go back and read all this in the Amplified Bible here soon. Numa krio ep eme, hu enaken, ek krisen me, euangelisaste, tokois, apestolkein, me, keruxe, aix ke malotois, aphason, kai, tiflois, anablepsin, apostole, tetharamenus, in aphase. And in this book, Isaiah 61 and verse 1, Isaiah 61 and verse 1, it said, the Spirit of the Lord upon me. Wherefore, he anointed me to evangelize for myself, of my own volition, the poor, the beggarly. This word patokois there means those people that are absolute destitute. They have no way to make a living forever, no way. They have no possible means of support. They are crippled, blind, totally disabled. Unable to even care for himself. Someone has to help care for him. So he said, I'm going to evangelize the poor, number one, the beggars. And he has sent out with authority, me. He has sent out with me as an apostle to preach, karaxe. To preach to the ones captives. To the ones captives. Ascending way are the release of the blind, the sight, again to see, and to send away ones having been crushed and in release or sending away. Now let's go back and read these verses from verse 14 onward in Luke. Then Jesus, back and full of the and under the power of the Holy Spirit, into Galilee, and the fame of him spread throughout the whole region round about, and he himself conducted a course of teaching in their synagogues, being recognized and honored and praised by all. Verse number 16. And he came to Nazareth, that is Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he entered the synagogue, as was his regular custom during Sabbath days, and he stood up to read. The word read there means to up know. Verse number 17, and there was handed to him the roll of the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened and unrolled the book and found the place where it was written, Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce the release to captives, and recovery from the sight of blind, and to set forth deliverance to those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. That's good news, isn't it? Number 19. Kerrixe enaiaton. Curio decto, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. It's time. The acceptable year of the Lord. The Lord is here. Verse number 20. Kai, tikot, ektixos, to biblio, apodios, to hiperete, eka thyssen, kai panton hoi, ophthalmoi, en te synagoge, eson atenexontes, auto. And having closed the scroll, and having returned it to the attendant, to the master of the one that took care of the scrolls in the synagogue, he sat. And what they would do, the teachers would get up and they would read the word of God, and then they would sit down and teach. And the people would sit at the master's feet, and most of them are sitting on the ground, and he's sitting in a chair or else sitting on the ground with his legs crossed. And he sat, and all the eyes, all the ones, the eyes of them were upon him in the synagogue. And they kept on being fastened on him, just glued to him. Their eyes were glued upon Jesus. Ex auto de legain pros autos hote semeron petlorothete, that is, he grapte, aute entois usen himon. And he began with his own volition to speak to them. And he said, today, Samaran, today, it has been fulfilled, this scripture, in your hearing, in your ears, this day. The Osen, in your ears you heard the fulfillment of this scripture. Let us go back and read it in verse 21 or 19 through 21. To proclaim the acceptable and acceptable, the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. And when he rolled up the book and gave it back to attendant, and sat down, the eyes of all in the synagogue were gazing attentively. They were fastened and glued to him. And he began to speak to them. Today this scripture has been fulfilled while you are present and hearing it. While you're present and hearing it. Number 22. Kai pontes emartirun. Auto kai ithamazon, epi tois legois, tais caritos, tois, ek poru omenois, ek tu stomatos, auto kai elegon, uki, huios esten, Joseph autus, and all. They kept on bearing witness to him. And they kept on being struck out of their senses and marveling at the words of the grace to the ones proceeding out of the mouth of him, and kept on saying, and they kept on saying, not is this the son, the wheels of Joyce, of Joseph, this one? Isn't this the son of Joseph? Let's go back to 21, 22. And he began to speak to them. Today this scripture has been fulfilled while you're present and hearing. And all who spoke well of him and marveled at the words of the grace that came from his mouth. They said, is not this Joseph's son? Verse number 23. Verse 23. Kai. Kai. Okay. Epain. Pros. Pros. Altos. Pontos. Mm-hmm. Erete. Mm-hmm. Moi. Mm-hmm. Tain parabolain. Mm-hmm. Tautain. Mm-hmm. Iatre. Mm-hmm. Thera Puson, Theaton, Hosa, Akuasomen, Genomena, Aistain, Kafarnaum, Poisa, Kai Hode, Ente, Patride, Su. And he said to them, and Jesus caught up in speech, and he said to them, you will always and surely and be sure to say to me the parable this, physician, iatre, physician, you heal yourself. What things we have heard, and having become and happened for themselves in Capernaum, you do also here in the fatherland of you. The patrida, the fatherland. Where you come from is your fatherland. I was raised here in this valley, part of my life, and this is my fatherland. This is my homeland. It's literally fatherland or homeland. Verse number 24, at pain. De amen lego himen. Hote udes prophetes. Dectos esten ante patrida autu. And he said, truly, truly, I say to you that no one, no prophet is acceptable, he is, in his own neighborhood. In his own neighborhood. 22-24. And he spoke well, all spoke well of him, and marvel at the words of grace that came forth and poured forth from his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? And he said to them, you will doubtless quote to me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. What we have learned by hearsay, that you did in Capernaum. Do here also in your own town. And he said solemnly, I say to you, no prophet is acceptable. And welcome in his own fatherland, hometown, or country. Going a little further, we're going to see what's going to happen here. Et aletheos de lego himen. Pole kare eson en tes hameres. Ilio ento Israel ecleste. Ho uranos epi ete theria kai menas hex hos agenito limos megas epi pasa tain gain. Upon a truth, I say to you, many widows, they were kept on being. The word widows means silent ones. Silent ones. They have no voice. A widow has no voice. They have no hope. They have nothing in this world. A widow has no voice. She's a silent one.
It means what?
Silent one. You were watching something a while ago on a channel there where it said that women had no rights at all. They were nothing but property. And when their husbands died, they had no voice in a court or anything, did they? Women had no heart, no voice. They were silent ones. They kept on being. During the days, or in the days of Elijah and in Israel, he locked up the heavens over 3 years and 6 months. 3 years, ete tria kai menas hex. A hexagon barrel is a six-sided barrel. An octagon barrel is a eight-sided barrel, a rod or whatever. As it began famine, great, upon all the land. Verse number 26, and we'll go back and read this from the Amplified in a few moments. Kai pros udamion, auton epem theithe, ilias, eme es sarepta, tes sidonios, pros genike keron. And no one of them he was sent Elijah except unto Sarepta. The name Sarepta means place of refining, a city of the Phoenicians. To Sarepta of the Sidonians, to the woman, to the widow, to the silent one there. Kai poloi leproi eson ento Israel epi eleison tu prophetu kai udes auton ektharistē. Eme Naaman Syros. And many lepers there kept on being in Israel during Elisha's, the prophet's time. Elisha. Elisha means God is Savior. Elisha. God is Savior, or God saves, or God helps, or God rescues. The prophet. And no one of them, he was cleansed. There are many lepers, and no one of them was cleansed except Naaman, the Syrian. Naaman. Naaman means pleasant. The Syrian. By the way, if you out there that don't haven't read the book of Jasher, Noah's wife was Naaman. Pleasant. And this took place here, by the way, in 2 Kings 5, 1 through 27, about B.C. 894. He was cured of leprosy. Let's go back and read this now. In the Amplified in 25, 6, and 7. But I tell you the truth, there were many widows in Israel during the days and in the days of Elijah. Elijah. Elijah, by the way, means God is God. God is Jehovah. And when the heavens were closed up for 3 years and 6 months, so that there came a great famine over all of the land. By the way, when we're talking about these names like Elijah and Elisha, Elisha and Elijah, the word Elijah means God is God. Now, according to some so-called theologians and some Bible scholars, they have two gods of Israel. The God called Jehovah and the God called Elohim. And they say that the five books of Moses were written by several different scholars, and one of them was called, they called their God Jehovah, another one they called Elohim. By the way, Jehovah Elohim is a title of God. Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Sabaoth, all of these are titles of Jehovah. Of course, they are not educated in the depths of this wonderful story. They just have to try to tear the Bible into many little shreds. But in truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah. And when the heavens were closed up for 3 years and 6 months, so that there came a great famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to a single one of them, except to Sarepta in the country of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. To a woman who was a widow. Now let's go on and let's see what happened. Intent to murder. These people now become very angry. By the way, Jesus told them that he was Messiah, that he is Jehovah Elohim, that he is Messiah of the Old Testament. The word Jehovah means who shall become. And John 1:14 says, Kai halogos sarx aganotol, and the word, the Jehovah, that is, they wouldn't speak his name after Exodus 20 and verse 7. They would only say, Ha the bar, or Hashem. And John picks up on that Hebraism and he says, and the Jehovah flesh he became and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And they were filled all with anger. Kai eplese pontos thimu en te synagoge akuontes tauta. And they were all filled with burning wrath in the synagogue, hearing these things. Verse 29. kai ana stantes exebalon auton exotes polios kai egogon auton hios ufrus tu orus f u he polis oko de meto auton hoste kara kre menese auton. And having risen up, they threw him out of the city, outside of the city. And they led him unto a precipice, the edge, the brow of the hill, upon which the city was built, so as to murder him, to throw him down, to kata kres krem minnezo, to throw him down, to kill him. Verse number 30. Autos de dielthon. Dia mesu auton eporu eto. But he, having passed through the midst of them, he kept on going. He just kept on going for himself. He passed through the middle of them and just kept on going. God shut their wicked eyes, because they were intent to murder. Verse number 28. And when I heard these things, all the people in the synagogue were what? Filled up and running over with rage. And having risen up, they pushed and drove him out of town. And then laying hold of him, they led him to the projecting upper part of a hill, which their own town was built, and they might hurl him headlong over the cliff. He said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. But he said, passing through the midst, he went on his way. Now he's going to go and do something else, and that'll be our next message. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out. Father, I pray that I know that there are two kinds of people out there, those that will accept it and those that will reject it. Father, I pray that your spirit will absolutely touch these people's lives, that they will know that you died for them, that your Son died for them, that the divine Jehovah tasted death on the cross of Calvary, that he was buried for 3 days, and that he rose again, that he died for our sins and was raised for our justifications. Father, I pray that this message will touch hearts. In Jesus' name I pray.